They're silly kitties. They're silly kitties. I got you.
I didn't know that that coincided with Minneapolis Gay Pride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, on the one hand, I only missed one softball game.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I missed Minneapolis Gay Pride.
This is true. You do miss Minneapolis Gay Pride, but you'll be in Chicago Gay Pride.
It's true.
And we can go to the bathhouse. I'm just kidding.
The bathhouse? That'd be awesome.
There are bathhouses in Chicago. I've been to one.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Did you watch?
I did. I watched people doing stuff, but I didn't do anything.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
The number's going up.
Is this?
Why are you implicating yourself?
The numbers, as in the ratings. That'd be awesome.
We got off comics and on bathhouses.
All right, so
we'd be the type with really sexy voices, and then they go in online and see what we look like, and they're like, "Eh."
Shall we introduce ourselves?
We know who we are.
Are we recording? I'm sorry. I thought the answer was no.
Is that what they do in podcasts? They introduce themselves?
They do,
yeah. For new listeners.
Well, right, because otherwise you
but
can't tell.
It's not like we're going to have any listeners.
Who even listens to these? Who listens to podcasts?
I do.
I do.
Why are you running water during our podcast?
I asked for recording, but I thought the answer was no.
I see that the numbers are going up, and the level thing keeps going over to the right.
We want the podcast to be as natural as possible, so if that means running water or going pee, that's what we should be doing.
Okay, bye.
All right, you go first.
Settled.
I'm peeing right now.
No.
I'm the proud wife of the person who just said he's peeing. I'm Florence.
You get to smell it. But, what? I'm Marty. Or Martin. Whichever. You can call me. Either one.
You go by?
The dumbass.
No.
Is your stage name here?
Call me Living Tech.
Ooh, Living Tech. And I'm Mike.
And that's all he's going to say. And I'm Jason.
I need no introduction.
And this is the Read Comics Podcast.
Yay.
Volume 1.
This is
episode 1.
We should call it to Hear Comics. Or Listen
Comics.
Well,
that's not a bad idea.
HearComics.org?
Hear Comics.
Hear Comics. Their castle.
Ugh.
Here, boy. Hear Comics.
Werewolf.
Their wolf.
Okay. Their castle.
Under castle.
Comic. Speaking of comics, they should do a comic adaptation of Young Frankenstein.
They should. I, you know,
do you think they never
well, had? I read a novelization of Young Frankenstein once.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Well, they're doing a musical of it. Why can't they do a...
Yeah, I heard that got actually pretty bad reviews.
Really? I know
yep.
I saw already.
Yep. I listened to a bootleg of it, and it was pretty awful.
Mm.
Spam-a-lot. Speaking of musicals, I really think that... they should be making musicals of, and maybe not musicals, but operas, superhero operas. Like
you
Batman,
imagine,
the opera.
Oh, could you imagine Secret War on Broadway?
Secret War or Secret Invasion?
Well, we've got to start at the beginning, Secret War.
Secret Wars.
Secret Wars, yes.
Yes, it was plural.
From the 80s. Well, there was actually only one war. But
well, there was, but before that, there was a Contest of Champions.
No, let's not do that.
No?
No.
No, not a contest, okay.
That doesn't lend itself as well to song.
As opposed to Secret War. But don't you think that the Beyonder from Secret Wars 2 lends itself to song much better than the...
Oh yeah, you gotta have the guy with the Jerry Curl in the jumpsuit.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe we could get Prince to play him.
What are you kidding? Michael Jackson. He's cheap now.
That's true. White. And
white.
Yeah. To be honest, the Beyonder in Secret Wars 2 did look a little bit like Captain EO.
Did you ever see Captain EO?
You know who would make a great Beyonder? David Hasselhoff. You know I'm right.
God.
He would totally do a musical.
This is true.
We've cast our Beyonder.
So, there was actually a recent episode of Robot Chicken that has, was it Beastmaster on Broadway?
Beastmaster the Musical? Yeah.
Oh my God. And David really? Hasselhoff was cast.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Nice.
Yes. There's a whole bestiality love triangle with this leopard and the girl.
Right.
Did they... So there was actually... There would have had to have been a David Hasselhoff action figure at some point. I mean, I suppose they could have made their own.
They customized stuff, too.
They do
customize
stuff.
Yeah, but his face looked like he was a custom action figure.
Were there Knight Rider action figures?
Yeah.
Were there?
Oh, I bet there were.
There probably was the car, but I don't know if there was...
Oh, there would have had to have been a Michael.
Okay, Mike, stop talking with your hand in front of your mouth.
Well, I was burping. I was trying to type a little.
All right, so... What should we just talk about what people have been reading?
Sure, you start.
All right. Well, just, you know, to segue into other things, yeah. I have been reading lots of DC lately to try and catch up with the DC universe before. Final Crisis starts in, I think, a week, and I'm only on countdown number 20, which means I have 20 issues of countdown. Plus, you know, all the various tie-ins that...
And they say Marvel's preludes
are
arduous.
Well, no, it's been good. It's actually been entertaining. Actually, something that I read just recently was the Superman Confidential series, which was the Darwin Cook, Tim Sale, Kryptonite story, which was really good. And will probably come out in a trade paperback soon. I recommend it.
They should rename it to Final Crisis on Infinite Limited Series.
Nice. I'm wondering if that even picked up. You said it so quietly.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it wasn't funny anyway. But
what do you
so
mean?
I mean, what was it? Why was it the? I don't understand. Why was it the Kryptonite series? What?
Oh well.
What
it,
happened?
What it was
spoil
it's
all
a,
of our listeners.
It's a retelling of Superman's introduction to Kryptonite.
Oh.
That, you know, this is a story that was set in the past, except it was actually the present, but, you know, a present-past thing. Like, Clark and Lois are not married. She doesn't know who Superman is, doesn't know that Clark is Superman.
Right.
And it... Kryptonite gets discovered on Earth for the first time, and it's a story about Lex Luthor discovering that Kryptonite is Superman's weakness. And Superman also finds out about his origin for the first time. Finds out, you know, about the planet Krypton, about where he's from, all that.
Is
and
it like the movie with the, you know, the big castle that gets created in the...
No, fortress.
Is it totally different? Yeah, the
even
fortress.
Even I know
totally,
that.
It's totally different. It's totally different.
Because isn't that, I mean, in the movie, that was his first...
Yes, in the movie, that's how he found out his history.
Yeah. So it just occurred to... We watched the Forbidden Kingdom on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And it just occurred to me that Jade was, like,
the
god killer. Yeah.
Kryptonite, yeah.
It was, like, the Kryptonite of this movie.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't like the movie, did you?
I thought it was good, actually.
Is that an accurate statement?
Okay, it wasn't good, but I liked it.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't go now.
Yeah.
Because for you to say you didn't like it didn't
there was really
that,
good
was
fighting.
Really that bad?
There was really good fighting.
Even Nate.
Oh
yeah.
My god, if Nate said he didn't like it. Wow. Did I call that one ahead?
But the fighting was awesome.
And I just, I was afraid.
Fun parts of it.
One of the reasons I didn't want to go is because I wasn't excited to see that one. And I was afraid if I had said that, I'd get yelled at by you guys. What? How can you not like that?
You would have been. Before going.
Yeah.
But, yes. But the next movie I want to see is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I do want to see that. That looks really good.
Next weekend.
I don't know anything about this movie.
It's a Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Another Judd Apatow movie.
It is.
Not directed by him.
No, but produced and written and
directed.
So
he just threw money at it.
So soon, every movie that comes out is going to be in some way tied to Jet Li Tao, isn't it?
Well, this is only, what, his fourth in the last couple of years?
Yeah, he's been
well,
in the business for a long
yeah,
time.
But there's... It seems like at any given
they're
time there's a movie
productions.
That's somehow
like
tied
a Spike
to
Lee
his
joint.
Group of...
I heard that his next movie is Superman.
Superman meets
and
Wolverine.
Superman voices Wolverine.
You're probably excited about the Iron Man movie.
Yeah,
that looks really cool.
Well, that's why I want to
not
see
that
movie first, because that's next weekend, so that's obviously what we're going to see.
Yeah, not that I've ever been a huge Iron Man fan, but this movie just looks cool.
Well, and all the things that are dumb about Iron Man seem to be accurately represented, you know?
Yeah, and
right?
Exaggerated a bit.
His, exactly. Kind of, it's part of his
right.
Character that he's kind of
which,
asshole,
you know, could very... You know, they run the risk of going over the top with it, but...
Yeah, but that, I feel like that's perfect for him, from everything I've seen of him. I mean, I haven't really read his title, but I've seen him
yeah.
appear. And he's a really over-the-top character, you know. He creates himself that way, it seems like.
Yeah. But, no, I'm really excited about it. It's like a great movie.
To be honest, I mean, I really like the trailers, but... To be honest, I think the only thing that is... I mean, I think it does have good writing, from what I've seen in the trailer so far. But if it didn't have
Robert Downey Jr.,
I don't think it would be anywhere near. We would be anywhere near as excited about it as we are.
I think you're right.
Well,
yeah,
I certainly wouldn't
a lot
be. I mean, that's
yeah.
that's all that I've seen of it so far that I'm excited about.
But
I mean, even the special effects look mediocre.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I
they
thought
kind of
look
cool.
Trailers.
They remind me a lot of the Hulk, but I think part of that is just. There's so much that's, like, desert-related in the trailers.
Yeah,
we've seen
I
so
definitely
far.
Haven't been unimpressed by the
you
special
effects.
I have not been unimpressed.
So you have been impressed?
You haven't been anti-impressed?
Well, I haven't seen enough to really be impressed, but I haven't been unimpressed. You know
I haven't been not impressed.
I haven't looked at it and say, oh my god, those suck. Or anything like that.
Well, no, I wouldn't say it looked like it sucks, but I wouldn't say it was, like, amazing.
But
whereas
when
I watched the Hancock
the Hulk,
preview...
Though, people looked at the special effects for the Hulk in the trailers and said, oh my god, that sucks.
Well, and I... So far, I'm seeing CGI robots.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean...
Wow, they made a whole movie of those last year and everybody loved it.
Yes. I didn't love
which
it.
One?
Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
You liked it for the human element.
I did like it for the human element, and I'm going to like the other movie that he's in this summer even more.
I think
totally
that movie
awesome.
Will be a little bit more enjoyable for other reasons than the
yeah,
fact
what,
that he graced his presence with
what it. The hell are you guys talking about?
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. Yeah, he's...
Who was in
he's
Transformers, which
not,
was the giant
yeah.
robot movie
oh,
we were talking about.
Okay.
And
which I'd already blocked
I like Shia LaBeouf, yes.
Really?
I've liked him ever since he was a kid on Even Stevens, in that I thought he was very funny on Even Stevens, and now he is
buff.
Kind of cute,
so
I have to say.
He's cute enough, but, you know, once the sex is done, he's so out of the bed.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Is this an all-ages podcast?
Well, it is now.
We should clarify that straight up right now. For
yeah,
this
I really don't
want
to have to worry about being censored.
We'll just have the explicit tag on iTunes, that's all.
What do you think? You think kids listen to podcasts?
This is true.
Yes. Yes, I do. Little teenage kids, of course. Yeah.
Do they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why?
They listen to the Pokemon podcast. Or
the Pokecast?
Do you have the Muggle
cast? That sounds
cast?
Dirty.
It does.
The Muggle cast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. You know, I tried listening to the Muggle cast. Oh, you know, all right,
the kids with their internet.
It,
so
I know.
I guess.
We respect our highly rated colleagues out in the podcast world. And then we want to animate it.
Don't really feel
pitches.
Like we're yet part of the podcast community.
With this?
We're aspiring to be part of the community.
This is true.
Do we get
when
a welcoming
when we get to Wizard World
package
Chicago,
or anything?
We have to get a few of these in the can on the internet before we get to Wizard World Chicago so that when we go into the podcast alley. That's one of the sections, right?
Yeah.
Podcast alley, yeah.
Oh my god.
Where various podcast groups have tables.
Fear it.
Like around comics and comedy and all these various other ones.
We can drool over their equipment.
And they sometimes record from the convention. A lot of them have portable stuff that they
roving reporters.
And they, you know,
dressed like Clark Kent.
Do like little 5-minute interviews with
Peter Parker.
Well, we can use our iPhone.
This is true. You can shove your iPhone in people's faces.
Well,
I've got a Bluetooth thing. Would that work? I guess not.
Mike, you have been volunteered to help with preparing flyers. We can like leave stacks of flyers around the Wizard World.
What? You have to come up with a new logo.
A new logo?
Just kidding.
No.
we love the logo you have.
Yeah, totally.
I just like to tease you because, you know, you say, God, I don't want to do another logo. And then, you know, the next morning you're like, look at the logo I made.
I don't think I ever said I don't want to do another logo. I like doing the logos.
You just bitch about them.
They never come out as good as I want them to. I feel like I'm kind of a hack doing them, but
well,
they're fun.
You're better than all of us.
That's right.
So what have you been reading, Florence?
Sadly, very little. I keep falling asleep too quickly. I've been reading
She's been reading boring comics.
No. Well, that's the thing. I've been reading novels disproportionately. So, see, the last comics I read were Buffy, Angel, and Firefly. Like, or did I read the,
Describe
the one-off that you got that turned out to be really good.
Are you talking about Birth?
No.
Death.
Adam? The new Adam?
Oh, yeah, Adam something.
Yes. Read all about it on readcomics.org.
Yeah,
really
I read it.
Okay.
It's, here, I'll find it.
But in any case, I remember reading that, and I haven't been picking up as many new comics. I mean, it's really, generally, I read what people already tell me are good. And,
I keep meaning to remember to review the new Echo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about Echo.
Okay. Echo is written by Terry Moore, who of Strangers in Paradise fame.
Okay, pause.
And
it's called Adam Among the Gods, and it's just totally this one-off thing, all independent and stuff. The art's nothing terribly special, but I thought it was really, really interesting and well-written.
Right, the art served the story extremely well.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
not
really,
bad art,
like,
certainly.
Stand apart or...
Yeah, it didn't just...
I see pecs.
I see pecs, and I'm sure Marty got it for the miniskirt.
Wait, oh, that's a hand. That is a very awkwardly placed hand.
It's a phalangied penis. Come on.
Yeah. Here.
Phalangied?
No.
Wait, I'll show him what I'm talking about. See?
Visually.
This guy.
Well,
right
our
there.
Listeners can't see it. If you look at the first page of the book, Adam Among the Gods, you'll see somebody with their back slightly turned towards us with a very strategically placed hand.
Yes.
He's also wearing trunks, too, so unless he's got a easy access port. This is a...
Who published this?
You know, that was... I meant...
Azern Publishing?
Yeah, I actually meant
to... So in other
to...
words, this is the only comic we're ever going to see by these people.
Well, there's a couple other one-offs that are already out. And the interesting thing about it is that that is part of a whole independent publishing comic network that I actually meant to write about as well, and haven't gotten around to it. So there's literally this site that you go to, and they talk about all these independent comics that are being published by different groups that I do not remember the name of at all. But it's one of the URLs on like the back or the inside cover or something.
Okay.
We might have to do more research before we do our other podcast. A little bit of planning.
Yeah, I hear that
about.
Some of the other shows, they like have show notes, kind of a little outline of what they're going to talk about.
Wow.
Pictures are pretty. Yeah, just drop the comic right on top of the microphone. That'll work.
Yeah, well, the whole time he's talking,
it.
Just there, the comic was actually in front of his mouth, which I'm almost sure is
not going to work.
But yeah.
I
it's
see.
All a grand experiment this time.
That's right.
Yes. This is our zero issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the ash can.
We got to do a one-half issue, too.
All right. Talk about
Echo.
All right.
It's in black and white.
Yes, it is in black and white, although spectacular.
How can you stand it, Marty?
It's black and white and red all over.
Marty laughed at that, just so you heard. Marty laughed at that.
So I'm really hooked on this and totally enjoying it, and I've been struggling to just think of what is I want to say about it, which is why I haven't really posted. But, I mean, once again, he's created a really compelling individual woman lead character. And one of the things I really like about him is that he certainly has a very distinct drawing style, but I feel like he really creates very distinct individuals, which I don't see often enough in comics. I see different, you know, body shapes and facial expressions and personalities and backgrounds and aspirations, and all that stuff. This one kind of has a science fiction element to it, and it's the origin story, but then proceeds to have a very human reaction to this new technology that's kind of thrust upon this random woman. I don't really want to spoil too much about the first couple of issues, but...
Well, I mean, right away you find out that she's got this, like, there's essentially some kind of, you know, government project that explodes in space, or not in space, in airspace, above her, and falls onto her, and attaches itself to her. And that's, like, that's the premise.
Right, it was created... Sorry?
Since she becomes Venom.
It hasn't affected her personality yet, but
Witchblade.
Yeah, it was more like so it's created by the U.S. government to be some kind of weapon that becomes a suit that gives you powers and all sorts of things. So it was a suit. Its first test subject, basically, the jerks who run the program were testing it and were perfectly willing to kill the woman who was supposed to be piloting it. But when they killed her, they also broke the suit into a million particles that dropped in, and a certain population of those particles dropped onto this random woman who happened to be standing out in the middle of nowhere at the moment. So she only got a partial dose of what really was the entirety of the original suit. And it adheres to her body, and she has no idea what it is, but it appears to have powers.
So we're probably going to see other people who have somehow been affected by other parts, other particles.
Maybe,
I think they did allude to one man who may have also been affected.
Right,
they think they have it mostly contained.
But. Yep, yeah, there's like another character that hasn't, we haven't seen yet,
right.
But that was also in the blast radius or whatever.
Why is it called Echo?
I have no idea yet. Do you?
Why is it called Echo? Why is it called Echo?
Do you have anything else to add about the
comic?
Anything, anything
no,
constructive
really.
Anyway?
Well, she's hot. I have that to say.
Mm.
I would totally...
So is the new woman.
Right, so there's also a bad girl.
Never expect
right,
to see that in a comic book.
But a hot woman.
A hot chick.
You know, I started... you gave me, or you lent me those Strangers in Paradise trades, and I need to finish up with those, you know, when I'm caught up with my DC... stuff, but I really like the fact that one of the main characters was getting really pudgy in those. I don't know if she stays that way throughout the whole thing, but I like the fact that, you know, you have this woman in there who is not the slender but big busted supermodel type, and she's still very pretty.
And certainly very sought after.
Yep.
But she also has body image issues because she's not the, you know, the supposed ideal. Even though men want her, she has these ambivalent feelings about her body and about whether she's attractive. And her weight totally fluctuates over a, you know, period of years that we're watching her story, depending on the kinds of stresses that she's experiencing in her life and the kind of, you know, romantic and personal issues she's having. So it is, I mean, I agree, it's completely part of her personality and part of her story. And there's, I mean, even just different heights. Like, you know, that Francine is tall and busty and her weight fluctuates to some degree. And Ketchu is, you know, it's just so much shorter and tinier. And yet, you know, completely way more dangerous. Yeah. And, I mean, again, he's really good at setting up expectations and playing against type. And at this end of the second issue, a spoiler that I will not reveal, a really compelling new character gets introduced, playing with a little girl, her little daughter, and just being utterly charming and idyllic. And then she gets a call, and turns out she's going to be the assassin that's going to go after the main character who has this government property.
Interesting.
Didn't you just say you weren't going to spoil it? And then you
but then you did,
did,
so then I did.
I, what did I didn't say.
It's all your fault, Marty.
I said something that was revealed in the first few pages of the first comic.
That's okay. We'll erase that part of the podcast. It'll be like it never happened.
Or maybe
people
I could just interject, like,
say
spoiler
that
alert.
Stuff gets edited out of podcasts, but they never really do. People are like, oh, we'll edit that out.
They probably
well,
edit out the dead space when everybody's sitting around going,
There's probably tons of other stuff that they do edit out, though.
Probably.
And then they realize, oh, wait, we don't have a podcast if we edit everything out. So they have to leave some stuff in.
Yeah, if we edit out all the dumb stuff, then okay, we're screwed.
You know,
well, that's the charm of our podcast, isn't all
yes.
the dumb stuff?
Well, that's the charm of every podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Marty reading?
Right now I'm reading, well, I just finished, and this was sort of my in the can read comics review today, but we'll see, was the fourth issue, which is the final issue of the new Gru series. Which I'd already written about the third one, so I don't really know if I want to write about that one. But I thought it was totally good. It's Gru as social commentary, which is totally weird. I mean,
Gru has been social commentary in the past as well. And this
like
is not
when?
Well.
I mean, I certainly haven't read. I don't think I've read a third of the main Gru series, but I read all the original stuff, and it was totally apolitical.
Well, you can have social commentary that's not political as well.
Okay, well, this is political social
okay.
commentary. I mean, they are basically blatantly anti-war and, environmentally conscious. I mean, that's what this is about, basically.
Do you think that's bad, then? That,
yeah. No, not at all. I mean, I think it's just not what I expected to get from this, like, you know, Conan parody. But... And yeah, it's good. It was totally interesting. I mean, it just... I did kind of feel like if they'd focused on the humor, it might have been a little funnier. Mm-hmm. But it was, it was worth reading.
If you can't make fun of environmentalists and anti-war freaks...
What can you make fun
what
of?
What can you make fun of, really?
Well, it was... I don't know. It's good.
Ezreal's like, is there a podcast going on over here?
Yeah, the cat's like inspecting.
I think what the cat's after is the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How close can I get before they stop me?
That's it. That's how close you can get.
Oh, and now the iPhone will stop recording because it is underneath the cat.
We have a cat muffler.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm also reading the third trade of... the one with the guy who can talk to machines.
The one that, the guy that talks
Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah. Which I've already read all the three of them. Yeah.
Right, and I have the fourth one.
Yeah,
I
gotta
for me.
Read those.
Yeah.
Well, I've read,
well, you
I think,
read
the sixth
trade. That's how many
What's,
there are.
Okay,
there
I've
are
read
six,
all six
trades.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's still ongoing, though. He's still
it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
so
now that
another trade
done, I thought that he had a set limit to the amount of issues that there was going to be, and it was going to be a smaller run than he did with Why the Last Man.
Well, he did 60 for Why the Last Man, and
that's funny.
Ex Machina is only up to, I think, 35 or something.
See, I didn't think it was going to go that long.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I guess it's because I...
Well,
I could be mistaken.
He definitely has a story that he wants to tell because, I mean, he's telling the story from an unspecified point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how the first trade starts out, is he's talking about his time as mayor.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. I totally have it.
Yeah, it starts out, he's like, oh yeah, I used to be... Or did it start out, I used to be a superhero?
That's what I thought was more I thought he was the mayor in the present, and he was talking about his origins.
I don't remember. But to be honest, I'm actually enjoying it more than Why the Last Man.
Interesting.
Well,
I definitely did not have that experience, but I enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, I liked Why the Last Man. It just, I don't know. Maybe I just got tired of Why the Last Man.
Well, apparently I have it, but it's not on the shelf.
And I'm,
you know what?
I
might be borrowing it.
You might have lent it to Susie.
No, I thought Susie had already read it.
Mm.
But yeah, Mike might have it.
I might. I know I had borrowed Jason Johnson's at 1.2, so I might have his as well.
You were just accumulating.
I'm just going to get all the first trade paperbacks. Of
well, I ripped through the second trade paperback. It was awesome and really, really quick read. And then the third one has been kind of dragging for me.
Mm.
So
I don't remember what the third one
was. Yeah, I don't have
about.
Distinct memories of each one anymore. Maybe one of our proposals for future podcasts is decide which comics we're gonna talk about, and then all of us can brush up on them.
Yeah, I mean that's a good idea. We could like dissect a certain.
Oh, you know, maybe like have a comic book club.
Oh,
no,
there's
like,
an
seriously,
idea.
Like seriously, like
an
one
idea
podcast
that we had,
do
like, a year ago.
Yeah, one of
set up
one of the many big ideas that never never come to fruition. Fruition.
I like fruition.
Fruition.
What do you do? Oh, I'm a fruition.
Why'd you make that sound gay, Marty?
What is a fruition? Oh, it's a study of gay men.
No.
I'll cut that part out.
Yeah. Cut your part out.
Mike, proceed.
What was I saying? Oh, it would be a cool idea to, like, do a podcast just based on a certain creator team. Like, we do, you know, each of us read something from Grant Morrison and who's his sidekick, his artist. The guy that always does the artwork for him.
Well, he's
Frank,
good.
Frank Quitely.
Oh, okay.
They're a popular team.
Yes, okay. I've read a number of things. By that
I mean,
team.
They're doing All-Star Superman.
Yep.
They did
We3.
They did New X-Men.
I liked We3.
Oh, yeah.
They did JLA years ago. Or
yep.
What was it, Justice League of America at the time?
No, it was JLA, I think. But Frank Quitely did that?
Did he? I don't know. Maybe not.
I think it was. I knew it was Grant Morrison, but I don't think it was Frank Quitely.
Did you guys... Was it...
Probably not.
You had said you were reading the first series by the Luna Brothers, right?
Well, I have Ultra checked out from the library. It's actually due later this week.
Well, you should read it. It only takes like half hour to read it.
It's thick.
It is not.
It's a thick.
No, it is not.
It's very light, though.
Is it? All right.
We should brainstorm ideas for podcast themes and then email them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can decide what would be good.
Or
stuff
even
to
do it on Comics.
Well, and next time we do this, it's not entirely implausible that we would phone Susie in.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
That we'd really want to test the equipment, see how well that works.
Well, why don't we just have a phone and put her on speakerphone?
No, that would not work well. I think that though
why
we
not?
Could have her, we could do some kind of internet.
No. No, the people who do that, they record it as a separate channel. So, I mean, and then you have to combine it.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think they use better stuff than just
And they so what they generally have is they have they have a soundboard,
all the standing
you know, around. With generally everyone has a mic, and the Skype call is usually recorded.
It's like its own mic, basically.
Yeah.
Now, if we had a second laptop and hooked some good speakers to it and had her broadcast over that.
How would that be any different?
Because we could get better sound quality from...
Then it would just be like the laptop speakers rather
than just
a
tiny little speaker.
I don't think it would be that different. But
I don't think any of us have speakerphones that are good enough for us to understand in real life, let alone over a second recording.
Well, just buy a soundboard, Marty.
No kidding. Too bad I'm not a DJ anymore. We could go in up to St. Cloud and sit in the mixing studio and totally do this right.
Would you like to revive that?
No. Not at all.
I wonder if I, you know, like, It's not implausible that we could find a studio to use somewhere, but that seems dumb.
Well,
think about how hard it was to get all of us here just in our living room.
Well, like we're ever going to do this again.
The thing is, at least we do this 6 months down the line. We do this all the time. We just never have recording equipment.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we're going to find, this is just a hunch, that I think we're going to find if we really want to do this, we're going to need something a little bit better than
a laptop. You and I might be good. We do this even more often than the four of us do this. And we just don't have anything to record us on.
We need to have our thoughts recorded for all eternity, so that future generations can benefit of our wisdom.
Every conversation we have is.
I was thinking earlier today when I was at the gym that in the 90s and early 2000s, it was all about webcams, you know, and that. People were fascinated by webcams.
Ooh,
you know, you'd go to a website and you'd see someone just puttering about their apartment or, you know, doing dirty stuff. But, you know, who was the one girl that was like
the one?
Obama.
Yeah. The one.
Oh, are you talking about the one on YouTube? The YouTube, like,
No, before that. This was like a girl with a website and she had webcams in.
Yeah.
In her apartment, just record. I'm talking about live webcams.
Jenna Jameson. I don't know.
Jenna Jameson.
You know, like the toilet cam.
The toilet cam.
You remember the toilet cam?
Yeah.
I remember Rex World,
you know,
but that wasn't her.
All these people who had hooked up webcams all over their apartment and just, you know,
yes,
broadcast it out to the internet.
Well, it's not over. I mean, there's
check
still
out.
Plenty
it's
of that crap
it's
out there.
It's true, but
nobody
know,
wants
I'm
to
not,
watch it.
I'm saying that was previous, and
that was the
now podcast.
Yeah,
it's
I wonder
we don't
if
care
anyone,
about people looking anymore.
We
I wonder
if podcasts
are well, they're a video podcast, but the difference is, I think, is that the I mean, this is something that we are actively.
You know why webcasts or live video feeds of people sleeping in their beds aren't popular anymore?
Because it's boring.
Because it's boring,
YouTube.
And because reality TV has
oh,
given has
true.
Fed our short attention span to the point where we don't have to sit around and wait for some for them to get out of bed and
yeah.
get that brief flash of nudity.
Give it to us.
I think more than that, though. I mean, because those are kind of uncompeting markets. I think more than that, YouTube has been the killer of
yeah, that's
web
a good
games.
Chance. But
I mean,
again, it's all to, you know, instant gratification. People
yeah.
don't have to sit around and watch all day. They
right.
can
it's
turn
true.
On a channel. And YouTube and reality shows totally fed on that craze.
Oh, yeah. They,
but
they
you know, things
spot.
Like
yeah.
Big Brother has totally
yeah.
bought from that. So.
Well, and I think the idea of Big Brother came from these home webcam things where
right.
people just watched you
so,
pick your nose.
You know,
you
why watch that all day and wait for something interesting to happen when you can just turn on Big Brother and
right.
you know,
the producers are like poking them behind the
so
scenes, giving
yeah.
lots of booze to make sure
the
something
Truman
happens.
Show, you know,
yeah.
that came about from that.
SFW was even earlier. Did
what?
You see that?
SFW?
The movie, it stands for So Fucking What. And it was
I've heard
the Truman
it.
Show. I remember thinking it was amazing in college, so I can't say
I don't think
still
I've seen it.
That, it's Reese Witherspoon, very, very young, is in it. And I can't recall the other guy, the main guy. But the premise...
It's probably Ethan Hawke.
No.
It was a 90s film.
No, I wouldn't remember that, but... yeah, so the premise is basically that terrorists take a convenience store hostage.
Oh, yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
and they
that.
Demand that the footage get shown on primetime TV, or else they'll shoot hostages. So they shoot a lot of hostages before they finally get on primetime TV. And that appears to be their only goal, and they go on for like 30 days like this before the last three hostages finally fight back, and one gets shot and two remain. And
so throughout this, they're still killing hostages, and they're still keeping them on the air?
Yeah, which I would just have to say it would never happen.
No.
Not for many, many
reasons.
Yeah. But
many,
in any case, that's just that's the setup to the movie. The aftermath, I mean, the rest of the story is really these people emerge of this, you know, horrific experience
as celebrities.
Stars,
yeah,
right?
I do remember that.
And
that it
kind
was
of
the
like,
aftermath of it was
yeah,
the main story of them.
Exactly, like living in the world like that.
It's kind
of
like you had one
is.
Movie and then the sequel all in the same at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, we are in the age of oh, this is a term that I read on some forum. Actually, it was probably a podcast forum.
Alacrity.
No, it wasn't Alacrity.
The age of Alacrity.
No, we are in the age of the celebrity.
Celebrity.
That,
like Obama girl. She's
that,
a celebrity.
I mean, totally. It's these people who are, who gain this like celebrity status for doing nothing other than
chocolate
being...
Chocolate rain.
Yes, chocolate rain. Exactly.
Chocolate rain, I don't know this one.
Oh. Are you serious? How could you not know?
Well,
he was on the cover of the City Pages. Our
oh,
local newspaper had him on the cover.
That's who that was. All right. I didn't recognize him. I saw the video, but I didn't recognize him
oh, yeah.
as the Chocolate Rain.
What's his... I forget
Does
his name
say
now.
That?
Tezande is his name.
How old is he?
He's
college kid.
Yeah, he's like 24, 25 or something.
I do want to point out we've gone a long way from the topic of comics.
Whatever. We're on the internet. Deal.
Do we have time?
Are we putting a lot of weight on
anything?
The internet if we're all on at the same time?
Well, I can't even tell how long we've been recording.
I was watching South Park last night. I only caught the end of it. And for some reason, the... The internet went down throughout the whole country, and like only like one computer could log on because the giant server that served the whole country was getting like one light was turning on, and then Kyle goes up and unplugs the thing and plugs it back in and it works just fine. It's like everyone needed.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
I actually said that in my staff meeting this morning.
Do
you
know what
time it solves most problems?
I have no idea how long we've been recording.
Duration, 2,532 seconds.
Yeah, so how long is that?
Is this when we started, 9:55?
Sure.
And it's
no,
10:38 now.
45 minutes, almost.
All right, well, should we call it?
Well, Mike hasn't talked about what he's been reading.
Mike, what have you been reading?
I've been reading a whole lot because I can't get to the source anymore. So,
if you meet us there, we'll give you a ride home.
What's that?
Oh.
If you meet us there, we'll give you a ride home.
This isn't helpful on a Wednesday night after Tai Chi.
I don't know which would be worse, that or saying, we'll bring you there, but you got to find your own way home.
You could bike to the source.
You could
we
bus
could bike
to, the,
to
source.
The source.
Yeah.
We would definitely pick up your pillow if you wanted us to, though.
Yeah, that's a possibility, too. But there's always stuff that I might want to pick up other than that, too. Anyway. Recently, well, being the Marvel junkie, I picked up, you know, the big news is obviously Secret Invasion, which I blogged about. And the build-up was more awesome than the actual first issue, but there's a lot of potential there.
So has there only been one for one issue?
There's only been one issue so far. And it was cool. You know, Skrulls are among us, and everybody knows it now, and bunch of 80s
Who's everybody?
Superheroes.
Like, just the
well,
superheroes or the general
the,
population?
The superheroes. General population. Actually, when I say everybody, that's not entirely true. There are still superheroes just finding out about it in Secret Invasion number one. Like,
Power Pack.
Power Pack has got a Skrull storyline going on, I guess. But
is it really?
Yeah, in its own thing. But I don't think it's in, tied
in the
Secret
well,
Invasion.
Well, in the Kitty... Power Pack?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. So that's been pretty cool. I really loved the suspense and drama that they've created in the comics leading up to it, and I kind of wish they hadn't gone with the all balls out full frontal attack from the Skrulls like they did in the first issue, and I wish they had kind of almost done like they do in Battlestar Galactica, where it's like, okay, there's 8 Cylons in the fleet. Nobody knows who they are. They could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's build on that for a bit and make everybody just paranoid. And I thought that's a cool idea. But instead, we've got... we had this already going on a little bit. We just knew that there were Skrulls. They knew there was one Skrull and, okay, a couple once Black Bolt revealed himself. But but no one really knew anything more than that, and everything was just speculation. But then all of a sudden, they attacked Strategic Point all at the same time, and it suddenly stopped becoming a secret invasion. It was a pretty obvious invasion. So did
their infiltration put them in a position to be able to execute those strikes, or did they just, was it like...
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not going to go into too many spoilers or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of revelations, and they're all people who are in very high positions and have a lot of access to very sensitive materials and stuff like that. Obviously, it's the first way of the attack is to incapacitate S.H.I.E.L.D. and Tony Stark. And there's a little bit of a personal vendetta against Reed Richards.
Hmm.
Obviously, because he's got a lot of history with the Skrulls.
Okay.
Where they go from there is not too sure. There's a few things where you're kind of like, huh, what's this all about? But it's interesting. I'm enjoying it. It's a really good time to be a Marvel fan, I think, because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Cool.
I've also been reading Annihilation Conquest, which is...
I thought you weren't reading much.
Well, this is just something that I've been reading up to.
He's on two comics here.
Yeah. Annihilation Conquest is finally wrapping up, and I'm catching up with that. But the cool news is that Warlock from the New Mutants is back, which is, got me extremely excited.
Is it the real Warlock this time?
It's the real Warlock.
Okay. How did he come back?
I didn't get that, because again, I'm behind in those comics, and I'm just catching up, but I had to skip ahead when I found out Warlock was in it, so I kind of read through it.
It has nothing to do with Doug Ramsey. Well, see, what's the point?
The point is that it's Warlock, and he's cool!
Warlock is cool, but he's cool when he's with Doug Ramsey.
No, he wasn't.
Who is Doug Ramsey?
Doug Ramsey
was another
cyber.
New Mutant who had a partnership with Warlock because Doug Ramsey was a wuss who had no powers.
Doug Ramsey was cool.
He was cool. He was cool, but he was still a wuss.
His powers were to be able to understand just about any language like that.
And to have an erection whenever Kitty Pryde was around.
Shut up. Doug Ramsey rocked.
So he and Warlock became BFFs, and Warlock, we get into this whole technovirus thing and Cypher getting infected with it, and then Cypher dying, and then Warlock dying, and then they both come back as a single entity.
But that's
called Douglock,
that wasn't him. That was somebody completely different, is the thing. The Douglock that came back, they showed that was not him, that Kitty Pryde, phased down into the grave and found Doug's bones and stuff, and that wasn't...
Still had an erection, by the way.
Whatever. So that was not... That Douglock character was not... was not Doug Ramsey.
All this happened in the 90s, if you have any doubt of that.
What comic did it happen in?
I don't know. Excalibur probably happened. Yeah, Douglock was mostly in Excalibur, I think.
Okay, yeah. And, what was I going to say? The thing is that when he died, when they both died, it was like, it seemed so pointless.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, it was one of those deaths where kind of like the writer just didn't want to write them anymore.
That or they're like, I want to kill somebody who's the most expendable.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, they could have done so much with that whole Douglock technovirus story where, he could have gone bad. It could have been the whole, Dark Willow thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Dark Willow.
Which is worse if you're a third-tier character like Doug Ramsey or Warlock might have been, to die a pointless death like they did, or to be someone like Caliban, who becomes a Horseman of Apocalypse and then totally revamps his character into something totally different. You guys don't know what we're talking about, but that's okay.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, so which is worse?
Well, I don't know.
The fact that now...
I mean, what the...
The fact that now Warlock is back in his original thing and Caliban never got back to the original Caliban and is now dead.
Well, that's right. He died in...
Whatever that X-Men event was called.
Not Messiah Complex.
Yeah, it was Messiah Complex.
Was it Endangered?
It was Messiah Complex, yeah.
Oh. Yep. Well, I guess I read it, Messiah Complex.
Yeah. He was killed, I don't know, rather pointlessly, I think.
Yeah.
Aren't all deaths pointless?
More so in comics.
Yes, because it's a revolving door.
It's a revolving door.
Prison is a revolving door for supervillains, and death is a revolving door for superheroes.
Yeah, I actually had this vivid memory of asking my dad when I was a kid, because he had a bunch of comics in the house that he, you know, that I got to read growing up. And they were mostly old DC, and lots of Superman, Batman. I don't really remember much. It's probably Wonder Woman, too. I remember we had a Wonder Woman little trash can that was, like, coveted by me and my sister. But,
Wonder Woman trash can?
Yeah, but it was, like, based on the comics. Like, it was my dad's. It wasn't...
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
Like,
it was...
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
But in any case, I remember asking him why Batman never killed, you know, the Joker and the Penguin that would just come back again and again and again. And kind of explained to me that, like, you know,
well,
to do what's right, to put them in, you know, prison, and like, but it never holds them. It's so
when
dumb.
The real reason is that they kill them, there wouldn't be any more story for them.
Yes, yes.
Dividends.
Except for that time when all he fought was aliens because the government got involved in comic books too much.
What?
Back in the, oh, was it the 50s or 60s when the government cracked down on violence and any sort of
thing. Okay, yeah, all right.
And so Superman was in ludicrous situations where he would fight the Martians or I don't know, rubber bands or something.
You don't even know. You don't. What are you talking about?
I can't remember.
Did you?
It was in the days before the comics.
This was in the days before you were born.
Yeah,
my dad actually talked about it. I mean, that was part of his experience growing up with comics. Was that when he was young, Batman was really, really dark character, really messed up, you know, and pretty much, like, functionally psychotic. And he said, you know, there was a time when it all changed. When
and it became ridiculous.
Yeah, it became sprightly colored, kind of dumb, light thing.
Yeah.
And he was really excited, I remember, when the Tim Burton Batman movie came out, because he said it was, the closest thing to what he remembered as a kid.
Exactly. I remember my dad saying a lot of the same things.
I just downloaded the soundtrack.
To the Tim Burton Batman.
That's what our dads
were
waiting for.
I downloaded it a long time ago.
I was looking, I was actually...
Illegally?
Of course not.
You don't want... No, okay. Kids, don't illegally download comics.
That's right.
Or
sign up
for
the Marvel
or our podcast. You have to pay for this.
No.
Actually, no. If you want to spread our podcast, you have our permission.
Yes.
There's a...
By any means that you can come up with. Even if you want to type it out and text it to somebody.
And let us know if you do that, because we're not gonna.
Yeah, we're pretty sure that
transcription.
How are we gonna get to the
totally
fans,
have
so.
Our permission to transcribe this,
yes.
And well, yeah, because a program that would be able to automatically transcribe this wouldn't just give up the ghost after 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, we
have see a lot of fuck this.
You guys are idiots. That's what I would say.
Yeah, we have readcomics.com for written conversation, and this is
.org. Readcomics.com is one of those fake websites that leads you to spam.
Okay.
So,
readcomics.org.
Or G.
It's easy to remember that way.
.org.
Yeah.
Yes. .org. Readcomics.
Thank you. That was a good lesson.
All right,
comics or G?
I think we're probably done.
That would be a fun a read comics or G.
Well, we're going to Chicago.
Is that like tons of people
pod?
Just reading comics or what?
This is true.
Tune in next week for the read comics or G.
Yeah, if
tune
there was
in
ever
next week when Nurse Florence says.
Maybe we can join up with the comic book queers and some of the other podcasts for the Wizard World read comics orgy. I don't know.
Or hear comics orgy.
Yeah, if we booked a suite.
Sweet. Okay.
All right.
Are we done?
Yeah, but we will be at Wizards World in Chicago.
We will.
Come look for us. We're the sexy ones.
We're not going to actually have a booth or a table.
But we'll be there. Around.
We might have flyers.
Going, where's all the good comics?
That will be Mike. We'll be doing that.
Where's all the deals? How come these aren't a quarter? Are these alphabetical?
Mike will be there as the typical comic book fan.
Okay, bye.
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 Say bye, Mike.
Oh, okay, bye.